up the road. Good evening. Nice name is here. Thank you. Not a bad one. There are some good things in the game today that I enjoy it. I live in football the last 35 years as a coach, and the whole my life was in football as a player and coach. And when I saw a beautiful things happen, I enjoyed the way the Canadians cheered today for his team was beautiful. I think Canadians, they are learning how to cheer. And I think the team learned very well, and the coach has congratulated the coach. The team is playing football, they try to play football. Before I didn't like it, they play only by channels, long ball. Now they put the ball down and try. That's beautiful to see football in the country like Canada improve like that. So I'm very pleased. I'm pleased for my team. And I think this is the best group. Because I remember in 1996 we had Mexico, Honduras, Jamaica, and San Vincent. San Vincent lost for everyone. I don't believe in this group. Everybody goes to lose every game. So it would be very tough. And you have to understand that and play the game away as you play today. We try play a psychological game with Canada. Force him to mark us in our field, hold the ball, keep work a little bit. I think Canada has the best chance in the game. Our goalkeeper played very well. But it was a fair game. I don't like to talk much about the referee, but I think he has to decide exactly to apply the rules. And the rules say when somebody kicks somebody down the ball, they're supposed to receive a red card. When somebody punches the ball, they have to receive a yellow card. And so, but it's okay. In the general aspect, I'm very happy for my team and very happy for football in general, because saw football being played in this level in Canada was very good, and we have to congratulate everybody involved. Thank you.
Good night, everyone. It was a very great game to be in. I think the Canadian team, they played the ball around. They did very well. I want to congratulate them and also want to congratulate both supporters. I think our supporters was excellent. And we went out here tonight, we stick to our game plans. And at the end we came out with what we deserve, a draw in the end. And hopefully that we can get some positive out of this game and take it on to the next game. And as I said before, it's a great game to be in. Fantastic. Some positive stuff there from both teams. And it's just fantastic for the fans to see it. And this group is going to be a very tough group, and I think we can go all the way to the last game to decide who will go on to the next round. Thanks for all the support. Thanks again.
Great question. Renee, can you talk about your selection process and possibly the reason why what people consider some of the top Jamaican players were left off the team in your mind?
Yeah. I think the life every day you wrote a page from the book, and you can go back for your page, for your book, and read, or you can learn from others. And always I look coach and the team, national team. When you look 2006 Brazil, they have the best players. There's no doubt. The best group of players was Brazil. But I think it was not the right one for the World Cup. So what happened to Brazil was a sham. So this is what I look now, for the right one, not for the best one. Sometimes the best one, they are not focused in the cause, and the cause is to prove that Jamaica is not only good in 100 meters and 200 meters. We are good, not only in individual respect, but we are good collectively. This is what everybody surprised when you saw Jamaica team play the way you play now. But you need everybody to be committed to that. There is a reason, because when Jamaica plays, it's more than a football for Jamaicans. It's the way to show the people that how good Jamaica are, how they can work hardly, be disciplined. So my team must be a role model. So I don't look only for quality, I look for this general context.
Is is it fulfilling to come back into Canada and get a point, considering some time ago it was thought that you would have been the man coaching Canada in this match?
Made no difference. I think this Canada made it, their decision, I think, was right, because when you look at how the way the Canada is played, the coach is doing a terrific job. So I think they took a right decision. There was no feeling about that. And worked for Jamaica, and we congratulate the coach and the association. That's a decision, and there is no feelings about, only joy for what I saw today.
You mentioned on 100 and 200 meters, how much inspiration did Mr. Bolt's performance at the Olympics give you guys, and, you know, did you get a chance to see it, and what kind of national pride was it for the players?
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great inspiration. I mean, he went out there, and we just want to go there and make Jamaicans proud also, and make ourselves proud, and make the coaching staff proud, because we went out here today and did exactly what the coach told us to do. We went to a game plan, and we achieved something from the game at the end, which is a point going into our first game. So it's great inspiration for us for what both is in the Olympics and for the Jamaican nation as well.
Coach, what was your assessment of your goal off the corner? How did you see it?
Enjoy it. So we have some set plays by corn. Sometimes you work in two times, because when you take a straight, everybody's alert for the one time. When you play in two thoughts, so you break a little bit this concentration, the focus. But Andy, that's a risk, free kickers, and also the corner. This is not the first one he scored. But I think was some luck. But if you don't have a luck, you cross the streets, and some car can crash you and you die. So this is a game. So we have. So I enjoyed it, and was not surprised he scored, because he cracked a lot that was not by accident.
What exactly was the game?
I tell you what, Canada, I scout everything. I have an entire analysis about Canada. And there is some points. Canada never, even though when they play at home, they don't press you there. They don't play number one. So it's not the way Canada plays. What I did, I hold the ball in back. If they don't come against me, I go to play 19 minutes there. The game will be 0-0. That's okay for me. So we force them to move up the mark, the kind of mark, so to open space between them. This is one. Another one is not allow them playing counterattack. So we came very quickly, and the majority of the time we mark the majority of the time in our own field, don't give our back, because if you get other plunges, if you give space for Vivozar, he's very clever. Quite a player, you know, he's very smart, he's clever. So he never could be alone, so he has a part for the entire game. So he start getting nervous, so they kick the ball, he got his out ball. After he punched the ball inside the 18 yards, so if the referee apply what's supposed to apply the rules, he's supposed to be in red card. And that was the plan. And at the end of the game, do what we did. We finished the game with three strikers coming, Shelton and John. In the end of the game, we want to win the game, we don't want to draw the game. So, that's what.
Coach, can you comment on Mexico next?
Hmm?
What are your thoughts on Mexico?
Now I'm very tired about Canada, man. Let's take some rest, some enjoy. And we have everything scout about Mexico, but I don't say nothing before the game, because I want to give some weapons and some ammunition for Mexican country. Let them think. But we know, we have scouted the team, we know. I think Mexico will face some problems now, because I faced my problems because I took over in January. The team is a short time, 8 months, you have to put everything. I met Mr. Eriksson, who is the first game they play today. I don't know the results today. I think they will go to face some problems.
Coach, Obrigado. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Paul.
The final stats. Great.
Matches we played in our opening round and friendly matches that we played and even matches that we played in the Gold Cup. Teams go on the road to get a result, and I think that's what Jamaica did. We came here with a plan, which was to get everybody back in behind the ball. We tried in the first half to play our soccer, play through Julian, play through Atiba, through the midfield, and there was nowhere for us to go. And then in the second half, we started to play a little bit more direct and play some diagonal balls in behind. That's where the goal came from. And then I think because of that, we started to get some room underneath as well, and Julian got into the game even more so. The goal against us was unfortunate, and I think there was a chance to get the winner, but we didn't get it. We'll take our point and look forward to the next game against Honduras.
What did you think happened on that goal? How did you
perceive
that?
I didn't have a great view of it. Obviously, Pat had his hands on it. We should have somebody on the first post, and I don't know if they had a chance to get at it. And I think, he was in a bit of a tussle with Burton at the time. But, it went in quite easily.
Dale, in the build-up to the game, you mentioned the importance of giving up points at home. How much of a setback is this?
Well, I think it's a better start than we had the last two times. And I think it's the same start as we had in 86 when we qualified. That's what we told the players after. And I think if we can play five more games like that, I think we'll have a chance in every single game. And I think the games will be close in this group. I think there's four good teams. We said that from the beginning. And I still believe that.
Dale, does this tie feel like a loss?
In some ways. I mean, I was pleased with the performance in the second half. We would have liked to have three. There was probably a possibility of us having three, which would have been a great start for us. But that's the game, and it wasn't meant to be tonight. But we're on the board. We have a point on the board, and we'll take that as a positive and move on.
Do you talk to Pat after the match, or do you just let him be and address it afterwards?
No, I think Pat's an experienced player. He's an experienced keeper, and there's nothing really to be said for myself other than keep your head up, which you say to everybody. So that was the message to the whole group, really.
Dale, is it unfair to say that maybe the goalies were the difference tonight?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit unfair. I mean, there was some chances for us, but, we didn't put him past Ricketts either. He made some good saves. He proved to be a little bit better on the crosses than maybe I thought and I had seen in the past. But we had our opportunities. You have to be able to put the ball behind.
Dale, looking ahead to the next game, what improvements does the team have to make today?
I think that we'll benefit from being together for 5 days. I think that there were still a few boys, and definitely the ones that played on Sunday and came in on Monday, that didn't have their legs. I mean, we had a few players that have been here for 4 or 5 days, and I think that their legs were a little bit better. I think that'll help us to have 4 or 5 days together before we play against Honduras. And we'll work on some stuff. You have so much time to prepare for these matches, but you don't know what's going to happen in a real qualifier until you actually play one. And so We know it's going to be tight. Honduras might come with a different plan. You know, maybe they're going to play a little bit differently, but that's what you're getting qualifying.
Two questions. Is there, you know, two players will be coming up in the next minute or so. Two questions.
You know, were you maybe lacking some depth on the bench today? You only made two substitutions.
Well, you can only make three, so we made two. We had a real strong bench. You know, and I would have liked to have got Jim Brennan into the game, and at one point I was contemplating doing that. But, you know, if you make the third one, the problem is if you get an injury, then you can't make another one. So I think most teams will make two, and the last one is usually made pretty late.
Paul? Dale, Tony Samoa is very complimentary about making the team in this offseason. It's an indication that it shows that you're very competitive in that league. So even though you didn't win, it is encouraging for us.
I think it is. I think it is encouraging. You know, I think that there's nothing like winning to give your confidence a boost. But certainly performing, I think, will help. You know, we're on the board. We performed well in the second half. I think it's a bit of a compliment to the team, the way that they came in and approached it as well, because they were very defensive, you know, very defensive-minded. And I don't know that we've had teams that have come in and done that against our team in the past. But, you know, I feel good about the team that we have. I still feel good about it, and I think we'll be competitive in all five of the games. And you can't win it after one game anyway, so we'll continue to move forward.
Who was your best player from the other team?
That's hard to say. I think we had, you know, several good performances. Mike had another good game at left back for us. Julian came on to a game, got involved a lot more in the second half. But there were other players as well that I think performed well today.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dale.